Sugar Sally, Sugar Joe's, you make them so, so happy. Don't know, you have to make these white men in their 40s feel happier. Don't ask where they were on January 6th.
Well, well, well.
Yeah.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Super Sally Joe's. If you've been following the news, you know another Delta Airlines has fucking crashed.
Has it really, or are you just?
It really has, isn't that? Oh, you think I'm going to predict the news?
You do.
Like it's going to be like Minority Report, where I just know.
You just say tragedies sometimes, and I'm like, yeah. I don't know if that happens.
Well, this definitely happened. Another airline. So if you're flying, please be safe. Please be careful out there. Or you know what? Take a Megabus.
Yeah.
Take a Greyhound.
Dude. Classic Megabus.
All of this is because. Like, the truckers union is preventing the release of bullet trains.
No, you think so?
Oh, I fucking guarantee it, because if we had bullet trains in America, we would use them to transport the goods and not truckers.
Oh, that'd be cool. We could, and it could be, they just don't want the movie Bullet Train to happen, dude.
Bullet Train was fucking awesome.
It was.
You don't mean Snowpiercer, do you?
No.
Because that's another cool movie with a train.
That is. I meant Bullet Train just because they don't want a bunch of assassins.
Let's
to
do
fight.
The ultimate autistic podcast thing and name all of our favorite movies with trains.
Unstoppable, Under Siege 2, Dark Territory. See y'all.
Train to Busan.
Wait, Speed is a bus. That's a bus. Sorry. Oh, glitched
so
out right there. Oh, I'm
and
so excited.
Well, it's in many ways, it's like a road train.
Polar Express. I didn't really. The CGI is weird in that.
CGI is awful
yeah.
in Polar Express. Are you kidding? Dude, it's the worst in Polar
it's
Express.
It's really bad. If I saw, if Tom Cruise looked like that all the time, he's definitely a pedophile.
Oh, dude. Like, all of, like, even now, like, with movie, I think the thing with CGI movies is they realize, like, you shouldn't go for realistic because it's unsettling. You have to make it, like, a stylized kind of cartoony thing.
Yeah, dude. You know what was oddly weird that should have sucked but didn't is Alita Battle Angel. Did you see that one?
That's the James Cameron produced it or something.
Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah. Okay. That's like a sex robot that ends up becoming like a battle robot, right? That's kind of what it is. Right?
Yeah. He's like, she's my daughter. It's like, okay.
Damn, dude. Speaking of fucking sex, I've been playing Cyberpunk 2077 now.
Oh yeah, it's all like revamped.
It's finally playable.
Patched up.
Which is crazy because I bought the game in 2020, and here we are fucking 5 years later, and I can finally
play
it where it's good.
I got in a fight with an ex over that game because she was like, she bought it the day of.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't think you should have done this, and we tried playing it, and she, I think I might have talked about this before, but she started playing it, was like, it's fun, and I was like, no, it's not, and we got in a huge argument.
It's finally fun now.
I was right.
If it came. The version I played right now, which is fucking version 2.11 or maybe 2.2 or some shit like that, it's fun, but it's like, you should have just let this cook for another year or so. And that's why I'm okay with GTA 6, like, you know, still not coming out. It's like, I would 110% rather wait for a long game than get a rushed product
of course. Be
fucking frustrated with it.
Unless you're like Obsidian. Like the New Vegas guys who are like, we can do one of the best games of all time in like 10 months.
But imagine if they had like another year. Like it would have been like, it would have been, we would still be talking about how great New, I mean, we still are talking about it.
No,
but
exactly.
That's why I'm excited. Well, like speaking of our boys at Obsidian and girls maybe, that new Avowed is coming out.
What's that?
And that's by Obsidian. And it's about, it's basically if Obsidian made Skyrim.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like a sword and sorcery type shit. It looks fucking crazy from what I've seen. I haven't looked too much into it. I'm going to wait for it to come out. But that's like another fun one. But wildly autistic right out of the gate with this episode, talking about trains and
too.
Trains, video games, and probably trans people too.
Eventually,
Oh,
you
know how it goes,
time,
dude. Yeah.
If you hear the Grand Theft Auto testings have had people being unsettled by like the amount of detail that goes into like murder.
Yeah, you can actually rape a woman in this. You can absolutely rape a person in this one. It's like, because like, I remember in GTA 5 when you could like hold a gun to the cashiers.
Yeah.
And if you have your microphone on, you're like, I'm going to fucking kill you. And like it raises it. So absolutely they're going to take it to the next level.
What really annoyed me about that is you would yell all your threats way too fast and then it had still bar to go. So you'd be like, you'd start, like, you'd run out of steam. Yeah. Like, I'm not even, get that. This isn't real, and it's making me tired.
God damn, dude. GTA, man. Yeah. I can't. And that's another one. It's, like, absolutely going to be worth the wait. Mm. Same with Elder Scrolls 6, if that ever comes out.
Never, dude.
They fucking previewed that game 6 years ago.
It'll never come out.
Like, it, like, now, like, they said.
It's like a myth.
Yeah, the length of time between Oblivion and Skyrim is now the length of time between the latest version, like the gold edition or whatever they have of Skyrim, to the trailer drop of Elder Scrolls 6. And we haven't seen, it's been radio silence this whole time.
No way, it's never happening.
It might be like the Chinese democracy of video games where, you know, like, you ever know that one, Guns N' Roses?
That
the album.
The album?
Like, it was like the so Guns.
No, I remember it.
Yeah. Well,
it's not great.
It took forever to come out because, like, it was supposed to come out in, like, the 90s or whatever. And it just kept getting pushed back and pushed back.
Oh, it's like Detox.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Dre's album that was supposed to come out 20 years ago. And it's, they won't do any, it's now, like, just a myth.
Well, and it's one of those things.
Got hyped up too much.
Right. That's the problem, is, like, it got hyped up too much. It got, like, the expectations are high,
yeah.
and there's a point where the longer it is between when it comes out, like, the higher the expectation is.
Yeah, it's also like certain. It's the same thing with like Guns N' Roses and Dr. Dre. Mm. They were so big when that album was anticipated. Now they're in a different realm that they're completely out of touch. Like, if they released an album, it wouldn't be good. Like,
they're,
if
not
Dr.
The,
Dre
yeah.
released an album 3 to 4 years after and was like, this is Detox, people might have been like, this isn't as good, but at least it would have been within, like, that sound. You know what I mean? Now, how is he hasn't released music in, like, a lot, like, 5 years,
it's,
but
all,
it wasn't.
It's all producing now. And, he made his fucking bank, Beats by Dre.
Right.
Selling that shit to Apple, which is very fucking smart.
Yeah, dude, yeah, exactly. Different. I thought about this earlier today, too, like, it's kind of like with stand-up. I mean, I'm nowhere near this, but whenever you get to do another thing that makes you way more money, you just get, like, not give up, you just phase out of it. Like Ludacris with the Fast and Furious movies. He was, like, one of the biggest rap stars of all time, and then he did one album that was, like, meh, and then he was like, I'm a movie star, never mind,
yeah,
just,
don't worry,
I'm doing
about
movies,
it.
And that was it. And if he releases an album now, he makes money, but no one gives a shit.
Well, and it should actually be, like, the opposite effect, honestly.
Because,
like,
he's a musician. You think that... Yeah,
and it's also, like, you're no longer confined with, like, fuck, what if I lose my fan... Like, you're made. You're set. You don't have to worry, am I going to lose my fan base? Is this going to make money? Like, you don't have to worry about that. You can put out your art for art's sake.
And
but for whatever reason, people are... They're worried about, like, their brand.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you this, man. If I ever have $5 million... I'm putting that in the bank. I'm not worrying about it. And I'm absolutely doing a pro-Nazis comedy album, dude. I'm going full Nazi. I'm going full eugenics. I'm anti-trans, anti-gay.
You would make money some other
that's
way.
The fucking, well, that's the thing is, you know, people are like, you get worried. Because eventually, like, if you get too famous, eventually you become like a corporation in and of yourself. Because you have handlers, you have like secretaries, you have agents, you have all of these people that are kind of, and you're also your family. So you get worried about losing money. But, like, look at the people that have been canceled. Like, no one's actually fucking canceled.
I know.
You know, like, maybe people lost some money initially, but they made all of it back and more, you know.
For the most part.
Like, I think, like,
unless it's something completely unforgivable.
Like who?
Well, again, things about Neil Gaiman are true. He's not.
He's set for fucking life.
Right, he's
though.
Set for life, but he's not. He's not doing talks at, you know, Hartford. See,
we also have
to
say
Hartford stage.
Yeah, but this
what
is
what used to come in Connecticut.
That's but this is still breaking news.
True.
So here's what's going to happen. They're going to
his stuff that was in development is now canceled. I read the article.
Shout out to New York Times.
But everything for example, everything he's working on now is canceled.
Right. Sandman season 2 is coming out, but they said it's the last one.
And he will be making no money for the near future on things that he was set on. Like, he was probably 2 months ago or before he figured out about this was just like, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
Right.
And I already have all these other things making money. Now it's gone. And now he's like, oh, I got to go make another book about a smoky girl or something, you know?
He's kind of, like, probably, like, just, it's funny because he has such, like, a delicate fan base.
Yeah,
let's say like they're very like
emo chicks clutching notebooks.
It's like if you spent a lot of money at Hot Topic in the early 2000s, you're a Neil Gaiman fan.
Yep.
If you did theater, especially like stagehand theater.
Oh yeah.
You know, like what is it? Theater. If you did a lot of theater tech, you love Neil Gaiman.
If you like H.P. Lovecraft for all the right reasons.
Yeah. Well, look at that. Yeah. A fucking perfect example. H.P. Lovecraft.
Well,
is
he's
like
dead.
Well, yeah, but but I mean, like in a few years, they're probably going to be able to like. Well, let's try to separate the art from the artist.
Oh, I mean,
they're already doing.
They already
those
do.
Things.
It's too late for him too, because if everyone was like, no more H.P. Lovecraft, everyone in science fiction has to be like. All right, I guess I have to get rid of one of my coolest characters because everyone pulls from him. Well, any tentacle thing is him. Sorry.
Well, the good thing about Lovecraft is all of his stuff is the public domain.
That's true.
So he could literally do like whatever. So, you know, it might just. That actually might be a fucking ace move on Neil Gaiman's side if he's like, all right, all of my stuff is now in the public domain.
Yeah, dude.
There was like a bunch of stuff where, you know, like kids like wrote like Neil Gaiman saying like. People said I could only like use the author's first name if I'm on a personal basis with them. Can we say we're friends so I can like reference you as Neil in my report? And Neil Gaiman was like, yes, you can. And shit like that. But those days are done, dude. He was probably fucking raping his child's fucking babysitter while saying that. Which is just, I know, it's like, I think it's like also just like there's like a darkness within all humans.
Of course, dude.
Like what if people find out that like I actually favor PlayStation over Xbox, you know?
Or dude. Yeah, dude, the way I eat donuts pisses people off.
Yeah, dude.
Everything, they get furious.
Yeah.
They message me, they go, "I hate you." I go, "Thanks."
You think Trump's going to pardon Neil Gaiman when he leaves the White House?
That would rule. These teens these pulling a lot of government jobs.
I saw you. You were
dude,
pumped about
I
that.
I was at my job. I saw on the big screen it said the IRS is being like audited essentially, and they're like 150,000 jobs are getting pulled from the IRS during tax season.
That's
and what
funny.
Irony! And I was like, are you trying? What it was I got annoyed that it felt like the news was trying to make us feel bad for the IRS,
right?
And it's like, fuck you people, dude. Well, I hope you suffer.
Well, what they need to say is, like, you got to be careful because, you know, this might delay your tax return whatever.
They didn't do it
like that. They were like, poor government people. And it's like, no.
By the way, wage, not to get political, but it's because it's not really. This isn't even political. This isn't left or right. I'm getting so fucking annoyed with the government people being like, we need to restrict what Trump's doing because if he does it anymore, my money's going to be cut. It's literally just
Elizabeth
Warren with RFK being like, do you promise not to sue and get money from suing the medical industry? And he's like, no, why would I do that? She's like, see, he's benefiting. And it's like, well, you're benefiting because you're also plugged
in. He also like called out Nancy Pelosi for all of her insider stock trading and all of that. And they got like real nervous.
All that stuff.
She's like, I'm not going to let you stop that. And blah, blah, blah.
So that's my point, dude. They're getting mad at their money getting disrupted. I'm still poor. I don't really have a problem with them.
That's the problem with America too. Yeah. Is like people are like, well, you know, there's really two schools.
Yeah.
There's a school where like the people are like, well, I'm not rich, but someday I will be, and I don't want that to happen to me. And then there's also the people like us where it's like that's an infathomable amount of money that we don't have. So who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
And
it's also like they. These politicians, they make enough money off their own salary. They off their own stuff. All this other shady shit they're doing, that's on them. Like, that's not my fault they're getting caught doing shady shit. Like, if I made, like you said, like $5 million, I don't know if I'd be a Nazi. But
that's what it takes. All it takes is a couple of commas in your bank account.
But I would I wouldn't be a scumbag, dude. I would like do other things with my money.
I would still be like a little bit of a scumbag.
Yeah, I guess like what I'd invest in the downfall of the Bushwick Comedy Club. Other than that, I wouldn't do anything.
We gotta censor that.
Shout out to the boys.
Shout out to everyone.
Shout out to the boys. I lent them a cooler. They never even gave me a spot. It's fine.
That's all right, dude.
It's a big deal.
You gotta just befriend a headliner and ask if you can get a guestie.
That's
the way to do it.
I try, dude. I'm working on it.
Yeah, that's what you got. I mean, that's like a lot of comedy is just Honestly, like a lot, like some of the best sets that I have are just like because I'm friends with somebody who like let me open for them.
I know.
So like, you know, one of the things is like that you know causes a lot of animosity in comedy is like, oh, this guy's getting more famous than I am. And it's like, well, if he likes you, he'll probably still like hook you up. Like I think that's like the I guess it's like almost like a the idea of like, oh, they're going to become famous and start deleting people. And that's really not the case. Like maybe they'll delete like some rando from an open mic who they bought coke off of one time, but they're not gonna like if they're like the friends who like would like grind it out doing like, you know, weird shows in the middle of nowhere or, you know, late night mics together or just like, you know, those bonding experiences, they remember that, dude. They'll always remember that, dude.
This is true.
It's like that it's like it's not like the 80s anymore, you know, like there's not really a career to be made in comedy. It's like comedy's something you do, but you make your money with like podcasting or acting or in Hannibal Buress's case, being a landlord.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? They're like, Hannibal Buress is cool, but he's also a landlord.
That is wild.
Which is like not that cool.
I think I'm going to just start putting the feet on the internet, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to start doing that.
I think I could make, if I could pay, I wonder if my girlfriend would respect me. I don't think I wouldn't send them to her just if I made money and didn't, came from.
I had a roommate who used to sell feet pics, and I thought it was like so weird. And like, she asked me like a few times if I would like take pictures of her feet because like her regular photographer was gone.
Interesting.
And I was like, this doesn't do anything for me.
See, so I've been talking about it on stage. I don't have a foot fetish. Feet do nothing for me. It's just,
it's the person they're attached to.
Well, obviously, I don't think it's weird to prefer a healthy looking foot over a gross looking foot. That's normal. Yeah. That's normal. On top of that, I do like getting my feet rubbed. So there's that.
Like I use those tennis balls. I stand on a tennis ball to fucking massage my feet. That's the way to do it, my friend.
Yeah, I'm not a foot job guy or anything. I would never like be like to my girlfriend, like, just so you know, I need this is where
you
it gets. To,
well, you don't. You I don't. Love you. You don't say you that. Know, you just see how far you can take it when you're being intimate.
Yeah,
it's like,
I mean,
okay, I'm gonna put my penis between the arches of your feet.
Yeah, that's wild, dude. I've never done that. I've definitely, in the heat of the moment, stuck a girl's foot in my mouth. Like,
have you stuck a foot in their ass?
No, not like
that's
that.
That's the American way.
But it, just big toe. Yeah. You start with the you wiggle in with the pinky at first.
The Godzilla socks your girl got you.
You
dude.
Like them?
Yeah,
you didn't
dude.
Respond to my text about them.
I was it was one of those things where, like, I already I think I said like, oh cool, but like I didn't like give
you
the thumbs up thing. But I did. I
read it as you looking at it and going, "What the fuck about your fucking socks?" and throwing the phone down. They're the best, dude. Great
That's
Valentine's
cool,
Day present.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah. The but yeah, I've had feet in my mouth, but it wasn't
Hell
like
yeah.
it didn't. It was just a heat of the moment thing. It just happened
because it was the person that they were attached to.
No, it really wasn't.
Damn, Sally.
It just happened. It's just some shit happens,
sometimes
dude. You're,
the heart,
drunk.
The heart
fucking,
wants what it wants.
You're really stoned. You're fucked
you're
up.
You're all fucked up. You're cross-faded.
Yeah, it happens.
You're cross-faded. You get caught up
in it. You get weird.
Dude, I know in GTA 6, the sex is going to be fucking crazy. You're going to see, like, full-on penetration. There's going to be, like, an AO version of it, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be hot coffee 2.0.
It's going to be, like, the hottest coffee. The only thing that kind of sucks about the new GTA is that the protagonists aren't white.
Oh, they're Hispanic?
Yeah, they're like Puerto Rican and shit, dude.
Well, they're criminals.
I mean, it makes sense, but like they're supposed to be like redeemable criminals.
This is true.
Like Clyde in GTA 3.
Exactly.
Not CJ. CJ was irreparably
CJ
evil.
CJ is always evil. He'll never be good. He's evil at his heart.
Nico Bellic was, I think, probably my favorite protagonist.
Nico Bellic's tragic.
He's that was like the last like really
mature
GTA.
GTA 4 is the closest to like playing a Scorsese movie, in my opinion.
It really captured a New York feel. Had such a New York feel to it.
All that one too had, like, don't get me wrong, San Andreas has some like Samuel Jackson and all them great, even Ray Liotta in Vice City,
right?
Great voice acting, great all that characters. But GTA 4 had so like Badman. Who you can never understand what he was saying.
You never even like with the subtitles.
Even
on.
With the subtitles, dude. He's the reason. So fucking like
what?
Like, what it's just fast.
And like whenever he would like ride in the car with you, all the smoke is coming out because he's like fucking hotboxing.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing,
Brucey, dude? Brucey. Even Roman, dude. Whenever I see shout out John Bennett from Tight Pants Comedy. We're like sort of cousins. We go, my cousin.
Cousin.
Let's go
bowling.
But that's like, I don't know. I love that one, dude. And it had, I don't know why they took that out of the other ones, dude. They had the executions with the pistol. Not to be weird, I'll watch the montage of those on YouTube sometimes. They're so fucking sick.
Damn, that makes me want to replay 4.
It's great, dude.
It's a classic.
It also had more of a the latest one, and it's nothing against it really. It had that one has a very realistic feel to it, where Grand Theft Auto 4 also did, but the characters were like bulkier and cartoonier.
The characters were bulkier. The way the cars moved, it felt more like driving an actual car.
Yes.
Where like there's like a level of skill involved in maneuvering it.
I remember just denting the car for the first time on like a body and being like, oh fuck, it's like a crunch. There's like blood on the car.
And like they re-released like the GTA Trilogy Definitive Edition, and like they finally got it working and good.
Yeah,
they released GTA 5. God knows how many times for the past 10 years they've been re-releasing GTA 5. They need a remaster, a complete ground up remaster of GTA 4. I want it to have like easier controls, but I want the cars to handle the same. Visuals I want updated to look good.
Sick.
The score stays absolutely the same.
Yeah.
Probably like the best radios I felt. Like the music itself, like doo 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 doo, like that opening scene where they're on the boat coming to America. And then the guy's like looking at the diamond and shit.
So good, dude.
God, what a fucking masterpiece.
It's gangster as fuck, dude. It really was. That one too, you were like a thug gangster.
Right.
But he had like morals. It was so good.
It was funny.
Up.
Yeah, like
a soldier, an ex-soldier.
Well, it's
so good.
And he was like, I had to kill women and children. I've chopped up bodies. I don't want to do it anymore. I want to put that life behind me. I want to live in Liberty City.
Everywhere
and then
goes.
The next scene is like I'm just like running over people in a car, dude.
Yeah,
that shit
skewed,
rocks, dude.
Skewed,
it's such a good game.
Moral behavior.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out GTA 4.
Yeah, I hope they have like some kind of like you know. I hope they have multiple endings, like where it's like you can try to like redeem yourself. You can have a bad ending, you know.
They sort of did that with the fifth one, with everyone's
a little
good
bit
or bad ending.
Well, like you can choose like who you're gonna kill, and or you can choose like the chaotic one, which
so
is
the best
one.
You couldn't kill Franklin, yeah.
No, sure. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, only the white man could die.
Yeah, which is also sucks because like Trevor's cool.
Yeah,
and Michael has a family, and as you know, as we are against the murder of the CEO, You can't kill a father. It's impossible for fathers to die. Isn't that like a fucking wild? It was just so wild when that CEO got shot and everyone was like, but he's a father.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, he had a life insurance policy. Like, oh yeah, I forgot how chill billionaire children are, you know?
It's true.
Like, yeah, those are the people that should be killed too. You're right. He should have killed the entire family.
Yeah, man. Should have had a whole like a TV show arc about it. He only killed one,
yeah.
It's not cool enough.
He should have gone on a Dr. Phosphorus type rampage of killing everyone.
Melting their faces.
Yeah. No good shows out right now.
Nothing, dude. I'm rewatching like the Boondocks.
Yeah. Like the one with Huey and
You know what did come out? Yeah, Huey and Riley.
Man, Uncle the I that Catcher Freeman is my favorite.
I just watched that.
I know
one.
We talk
so
about
funny.
It, but it's so fucking fun. Like when they're
Catch
like,
Freeman.
Yeah. Where he's like, he was like some feral slave that the owners
used
to hunt.
He's like, legend has it, he used to talk to wolves, and he's like, oh, his eyes are so, yo, it's
and,
so
and
bad.
Like, and Huey just loves it. He's like, look at him, he's jumping around
Riley,
like Tarzan.
Riley, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's like jumping around like Tarzan.
He came out the water like Jason. Yeah, it's so good, dude. And then it's just revealed, like, yeah, he's actually, Catcher Freeman is actually the house slave.
The house slave,
so
dude. Oh my God. That was such a, that was a great, and they did, they honestly, like, not to sound like an old guy, but they just don't make shows like that anymore.
Dude,
that are, like,
brutal.
Written for, like, a black voice, but still has, like, an appeal to everyone.
Dude, it's someone like Aaron Magruder shit on everyone equally.
Yeah.
100%. Like, everyone in that show gets some. Like, nobody gets out scot-free. No one walks away and is like, wow, he's really favorable to... No, dude. Yeah. No matter how much he shits on white people, all his subtext is like, yo, he's so crass about black culture.
It's
awesome.
So, oh, my God.
It's
like,
great.
The neighbor Tom, who's, like, always afraid
Uncle
of going...
Tom.
Yeah, Uncle Tom, who's afraid of, like,
well,
going...
It's not, he's... Well, that's why I was watching a thing on that. I'm an idiot. I didn't realize he's named Tom because he's in Uncle Tom.
Well, you know, the funniest thing about Uncle Tom is, like, in the book, Uncle Tom was actually a really good slave. Who,
well,
like,
in the actual book,
right. Uncle Tom's Cabin. He, like, helped. He would help runaway slaves. He would make sure, like, all the other slaves would have. He would give them food.
But he was cool with the white people.
No, he wasn't even cool with white people. He, like, helped slaves run away. He pretended to be nice to white people, but he was really helping slaves. But
he does die in the book.
Well, but the white people would tell, like, the black slaves, like, oh yeah, Uncle Tom, he's a bad guy. So if you see the worst thing you could call a black guy is an Uncle Tom. So they made it, like, derogatory.
Right.
You know what taught me that? Who? An episode of The Jeffersons.
Culture Joe Gorman.
Isn't that cool, dude? I was watching, like, I was just fucking high and I left fucking Hulu on one time and, like, I was like, what the fuck is this? The Jeffersons. All right, whatever. And, like, they were talking about Uncle Tom and I'm like, fuck, I'm learning shit.
Hell yeah.
I Googled it. Turned out it was true. And now, like, now our loyal fan base is going to learn about it, dude. Too. So it's actually a cool thing to call a black person Uncle Tom. They like it.
So, yeah, instead of using the N-word, switch over to Uncle Tom.
Yeah,
dude.
Switch it up, yo.
You got to do that.
Hell yeah.
The I actually watched, it came out last night, White Lotus premiere.
I haven't watched it. Kelly's about to watch it, so you can talk to her about that.
I had to. I have to watch. Dude, by the way, what is
it? Was your girl watching it or something?
No, dude, I like the
you
show.
You like it?
I like it because I like how much I don't like the show. And it's, I'm not saying it's a bad show. Every conversation in that show is anxiety inducing. There's always some subtext with it where it's like these people aren't really friends, that there's something else going on always in the background. Like, they're talking about something about, like, their lives. You can tell that there's tension, trauma, or whatever. And that's just fun to watch. I can't help it. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't even, like, I couldn't tell you one character's name. Couldn't tell you most of the plot points. I just watch it and I'm intrigued.
Stifler's mom is in that one.
She's the main draw of the first two seasons.
It's always a bummer she never did a nude scene.
Yeah, she doesn't even in that.
Like, come on, like ladies, come on.
Yeah, show them off.
Come on, dude, you work for us, baby.
Also, that show, why does I was watching it. I'm on my post about this, but why does everyone in this show look like? Their makeup is just rubbing cum into their face. They're the most, like, glistening people in the world.
It set in, like, a beach?
Everyone. It's not, like, not one person on the show is visibly dry. They're all lotioned up to the max. You can tell. They glisten. And it just looks like they're rubbing cum into their faces.
Hell yeah.
Have you ever noticed that with older gay men?
They have, like, a little sheen to them.
Their faces aren't, first of all, they don't age. They age better.
Well, you know why? They don't have a woman fucking nagging at them all the time.
But and they're usually fit. They take care of themselves. Yeah. But their faces specifically, me and Steven DeMarco pointed, because we used to work on the Upper West Side together, walking dogs. But a bunch of gay dudes we'd always see. They have fucking very clean, young-looking faces, even in their, like, 60s, 70s, 80s. Yeah. And theory is cum. They just get their... calm down all the time because gay dudes go after it.
Yeah.
So I bet you just every once in a while they're just like, yeah, top one off.
Well, also, like, you know, because, like, they want to, they stay in, like, the game and, like, they're a little more promiscuous.
Yes.
And say, like, that. But, like, that also means, like, well, I have to make myself appealing.
Yeah.
So, like, they take, like, you know, hygiene's really important to them. Self grooming's really important. Mm-hmm. You know, remember the metrosexual rise in the early 2000s?
Yeah.
Where it was like, hey, guys, what if you didn't dress like a fucking piece of shit?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't want to be gay. It's like, no, you're not gay. You're metrosexual.
Yeah.
And then, like, they turned out to be gay.
My mom says that to me still. She'll be like, that's very metrosexual of you. And she's just trying to call me, like, gay.
Right.
Without calling me gay.
It was like the workaround.
You know?
It's like calling him a you-know-what lover.
My mom will also call me gay.
Nice. See,
that's also fun. She'll do it.
Yeah.
She'll like look at me before she says it, and like she'll like almost like step sideways and like turn her head and laugh and then say,
"What are you gay?"
Yeah. She'll like look at me and be like,
"My mom would always just be like, it's okay to be gay."
Yeah.
Like she would always say that like constantly.
My mom says this. She goes, "If you were gay, I would still love you."
Yeah. Why do moms always say that shit?
No, but she doesn't. She's saying. She doesn't want me to be gay, though.
Yeah, it's like, hey, look.
She's so happy.
Look, gay or not, you're not getting grandkids.
Right.
I'll tell you that much.
She's oddly okay with that.
You know what? I think my parents have come to terms with that. Yeah. Like, it's just, you know, and it's like, if there is going to be someone I'm going to have kids with, it's going to be Kelly. And at this point in our lives, like, it's just not. Like, we got Finney, we got Babastus. Like,
yeah, you live in New York City.
We live in New York, you know, like, we can.
It's not the,
like,
best place to raise children.
No, it's absolutely not.
They're
dude.
The worst.
You have to be a multimillionaire to raise children in New York.
And they, dude.
Like, at least New York City. Yeah. Like, and when we say New York, that's what we mean. We don't mean, like, fucking Utica.
No, you know? Not at all. Dude, and I work with kids now, and they, the city kids, dude, they know way more shit. Like, they're.
Well, they have to.
Yeah.
And I bet a lot of them commute on, like, the train and shit. Yep. You know?
They just know things, dude. They say shit to you where you're like, all right, you don't understand that. Don't talk like that. Mm. You know what I mean? It's, they, one of them, dude, one of them was calling people. He was like, don't call me a monkey. You're a monkey. And I was like, you can't say that. He goes, I'm black. I can say that. I go, no, like.
You have to be like, no, you can say the N-word. You call him the N-word.
Like, you can't just call people. You can't. You call yelling.
Tyler's white. You can't call him a monkey. He's not a monkey. He's a honky.
Yeah,
you just like
honk,
explain.
Honky.
Honky. Donkey. Not donkey. Honky.
Yeah. No.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Interesting. I remember, like, I
guess
it was
not
like,
even out of. That's not the crazy. I'm just saying that's like a. You know.
I remember, like, in like second grade, there was like. Something like I don't know who fucking used it, but like that's when we really started using faggot. Like we really started using in second grade, dude. This was like 1992, and
yeah,
like
dude.
We were just like into fights, like faggot. And, like nobody knew what a faggot
dude,
was.
Dude, I was about to say that was just a bad. We all knew. We like knew once you found out the bad words. You like it was almost like the Matrix when he's uploading. All, and he's like, I know kung fu. It's like
your eyes roll back, and you're like learning all these slurs.
Yeah. Like I remember, I learned all of them, and I worked my way up to saying them. Yeah. Like, not all of them were cool, right? Like, fuck took a minute. I was like, oh, that's bad, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's like the Kamehameha fucking.
Shit was like, came like that, dude.
Yeah.
Because that kind of slips out. Crap's not, crap's
you know,
like.
It's also funny because, like, my parents, like, I think because they stigmatize, like, hell and crap so much. Damn. And now it's like I fucking curse every other word.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know, it's. We had to abstain so much as children from our bad parents, you know.
Yeah, my parents would openly swear, like not at me, but would swear about stuff, and then I wouldn't get caught swearing often, but when I did, they'd be like, "You can't do that." I'd be like, "Well, you guys swear."
Yeah, you fucking do it right in front of me, you dumb bitch. You're like,
literally all the time. And now, now I swear in front of my parents all the time.
Are you gonna put your parents in a nice retirement home?
Probably not, just because I've been to those and they not piss me off. They make me very.
Are you
going to
take care of your parents?
I'm going to have to get like hire a black woman to do it.
A mammy. Luckily, my parents are like rich enough that they can just afford their own fucking.
That's what I'm edging them towards.
And it's like, you know what? I don't need inheritance. Just take care of yourselves.
That's dude. I just told. Yeah, I'd like my mom said I get her house when she dies
in Connecticut.
So that's cool. But I'm that, you know.
Are you going to take, like, are you going to, like, live there?
Yeah, I guess I would. It'd be nice. It's a nice place.
I mean, you could rule Connecticut with an iron fist.
I could. But it'd be a nice, like, place to just get out of the city and stuff.
I don't know who's going to. My mom owns her house in California outright. And I asked Kelly, it's like, if she, like, gave this house to us, would you want to move out? And she's like, fuck no.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to live in Montero, California.
Well, yeah, so I mean, like, I wouldn't want to live there forever, but I would want it. You know what I mean?
I'd rather have it.
I like let one of my friends live there.
Yeah, I'd probably like rent it out or something. Yeah. You know,
but to someone I knew, not to a fucking rando.
Well, to somebody trustworthy at least,
like a cousin or a very close friend. In you know,
yeah.
But other than that, I have nothing, and that's more than most people. So
maybe I'd move out there, turn the basement into like a podcast studio.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's like I already have like enough connections in California. I could easily move back and. Rule with an iron fist, but you know, my mom's probably not going to die for another like 30, 40 years. So, am I going to move back when I'm 80?
Exactly. Like,
I'm estimating my mom lives to be like 120.
Yeah. I don't want. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't even think about it because I don't want my mom to die.
You got to, dude. Because, like, you know what? Eventually, like, you know, that's the dude. I was like, my parents are never gonna die, and then my stepdad died, and it was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it's like it's fucking crazy. And you don't.
Well, I know, dude. But I don't think about it because I'm also conscious it can happen any second, dude. Like, I think I've talked about this on the pod before, but my boss, dude. My old boss, shout out Mike.
Mike,
the man.
R.I.P.
Dude, I literally was like, hey, Mike, have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow. And he was like, yeah, bro, see you tomorrow. Came in the next day. I walk in. I'm like, hey, guys, what's up? They're like, Mike died yesterday.
Damn, dude, what happened?
Like, what? And they were like, yeah, Mike died. And I went, what do you mean? What happened? And they went, he was at home. He was chilling with his wife just in the kitchen. And he said, I don't feel good. And he collapsed. And that was it.
Damn, that's scary, dude.
Dude, that's it's insane.
How old was he?
He was in his like 50s, bro. It's
holy shit, dude.
Old. Yeah, you're
I'm coming up, dude.
Dude, maybe he had to be in his 50s because he's way more mobile than a 60-year-old. Like,
yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I think he just like it was just a thing. Like something happened, he died. That's crazy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like, and don't get me wrong, I don't know what his health situation was. But he worked every day. I know he ate like shit, but that doesn't compute to just dying randomly. You know what I mean?
That's
what happens.
Like, I never thought my stepdad. I thought my stepdad would be like the last one to die.
So
honestly.
Exactly, you never know. Like, and just
and like he smoked cigarettes and he ate fast food, but like he looked healthy. Like he had like an energy to him.
Yeah.
And then like he just randomly collapsed while walking the dog.
Yeah, it's dude. Why? That's what I mean.
It sucks, dude.
Don't overthink it.
But you also
have to thinking about this stuff. I'm coming out of my funk.
But you have to. But you also like part of stoicism, which is what I practice.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you have to acknowledge that everything can go away at a moment, and you have to be okay with that. But that's what makes things beautiful, and that's what makes these moments. Nice and special.
True.
And plus, like, you know, we have like, you know, 36 hours of podcasting available on YouTube, which will like live on forever.
That's true. If we die, you can always hang out with us.
Yeah, we're always here to hang out.
This is kind of what it's
we
like
always
anyway.
Reserve this spot for our guest, which is you, the listener.
Oh, man.
That is fucking wild to think.
Yeah, man. You can just I have to remember shit like that so that I can move past the nonsense going on in my
life. There's no way this is all there is.
You can't.
There has to be more shit out there.
But I also, like, that's when, again, we're probably going to start shitting on religion now. Like, I can't stand when it's like, I don't know what's going on, but I hate when people do the what the religious people come in and are like, well, that's where God comes in. It's like,
no,
you can just not think about it and not have an answer.
There's something out there, but I don't think it like is dependent on how much fucking money I give an organization.
Full circle. You know? It's definitely Lovecraftian in the fact that it like doesn't care about us in the scheme of things.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like if God wasn't somewhat Lovecraftian, he wouldn't have created whatever. If the force of the universe isn't somewhat Lovecraftian, natural disasters wouldn't exist.
Well, maybe I would think of it more of like a God as like a guy that has like a really nice fish tank.
Yeah.
And all of existence is the fish tank.
And every once in a while he shakes it.
And every once in a while he's like, oh, fuck. Like he just like messes up like
he
the
forgets.
pH level.
Yeah.
He ignores it. And like it's like, what the fuck is this? He's got like some like there's like moss growing on it. He's like, fuck, the fuck is this? So he explodes a star to fucking clear it out. And then he's like, what the hell is this?
Well, yeah, dude, because it's like the sheer randomness of things, it doesn't make sense at times. So it's like,
it doesn't make sense to us on like this microscopic level. Yeah. But it's such a big fucking universe. There's got to be more shit out there.
I hope
like,
so.
Like, can you imagine like this universe, billions upon billions of light years, and like this one little fucking pebble, this microscopic little pebble is the only thing that has sentient life?
It's like the movie Contact. Judy Foster.
Yeah, but you wait that whole fucking movie and it's her dad, dude.
Yeah.
Give us a cool looking alien.
I hate when they do that, dude. The alien should be looking freaky.
They're going to look like an octopus, dude. Octopuses are definitely
alien.
Yeah.
Well, the shit's coming out of the ocean. Those drones.
Well,
the UFOs are all reported coming out of the ocean. You know
that,
right?
The distance from the like sea level to atmosphere is less than sea level to the deepest trench of the ocean. fucking crazy, huh?
Yeah.
We've explored like 1% of the ocean.
I know. Well, we can't really. It's kind of wild.
Well, not yet, but how cool would that be? Well, how cool would it be if these billionaires actually like did something cool like James Cameron and is like, I'm going to see how deep we can go.
Actually do the movie The Abyss.
Fix the fucking planet, dude. That's all you have to do. And everyone's like, well, what if we make a little more? Like, there's absolutely no reason that Elon Musk needs to make any fucking more money.
No.
He doesn't need to be in charge of it. He should just, I would just start doing cool shit. Like, hey, congratulations, dude. You won.
Yeah.
You're a fucking, you're going to be a trillionaire.
He wants to be cool.
But he, a cool guy would fucking fix, hey, cat, you know what would be really cool is if you fix this ozone layer so my retina stopped burning so much. Like, you're not cool because you, like, bully people on the internet. That's, like, decidedly uncool now. Like, it was cool in the early 2000s where they couldn't track your IP address and you could just randomly be that. But you know what? The only people that think that's cool are, like, other hurt high school kids, because like I was just like a really sad, lonely high school kid. So like when I saw people like trolling, it was like, oh, very cool. So you just got to get out.
That dude, I all the time, believe me, want to create a dummy account to troll people and be like, right, you suck. You actually should fucking quit doing what you're doing. All across a lot of platforms, but to actually sit down and fill out the like fake profile is too much energy. That's
dude.
What I mean. Like, just the fact that I would have to sit down and do that is like, no, I'm not that guy. I'd rather just exist.
The best revenge is a life well lived.
Yeah.
That's truly what it comes down to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not worth to let like people that you don't like live rent free in your head. It's like not worth it to dwell on things in the past. It's in the past. What does it matter? Don't think about the future. It hasn't even happened yet. What's happening right now? In the present.
Yeah.
Just a stinky little dog. Right?
No, he cute, though.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. Shout out to Groomit, who gave Finny his cut.
Perfect.
We're just tearing through.
I know. It was just making sure.
We're just having
I like to have a gauge in my head.
Well, it's also good to make sure we're still recording, too.
That is true, too. We've all been there, dude.
Dude. Well, I'm glad like it's February now, and I'm glad February is almost over.
Yeah, did you have a good Valentine's Day? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I did a show with Kelly, and then we went to Kellogg's Diner.
Oh, nice.
That was the one. We went, made her.
Is it still a diner?
Yes, it is. It's a 24-hour diner. They did close and remodel it during COVID, but it's back. It's very popular.
Good.
I had chicken fried steak.
Ooh.
Kelly had a hamburger, and then we had a banana split.
Oh.
We shared that. That was really good. And what else did I had an egg cream too. You ever have that?
An egg cream?
An egg cream.
No.
This is like an East Coast thing. I never had it in California. But when my dad would take us out here, he'd always order them, and I never had one because I just thought it sounded gross. It sounds gross.
Yeah, it does. Sounds really disgusting.
So it's seltzer water with heavy cream and chocolate.
Okay.
So it's sort of like a...
I don't like this.
It's kind of like a bubbly chocolate milk. It's not bad.
Okay. I don't like seltzer, so that's...
You're out there.
It took me out of it. Right?
You're out of it. Like, they immediately lost you on that.
Bubbly?
No. Yeah, it was not bad, though. It definitely had like
sweet.
A sweetness to it.
I'm an idiot, because I saw my girlfriend the week before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And she showed up with like an actual Valentine's present and a card.
Oh, that's right, because she's out in Connecticut.
Yeah. And I was like, in my head, like, you fucking idiot. To me, not to her.
Right.
Even though I think that often. No, I'm just kidding. She rules. But, no, for real, I was like, you idiot. You should have remembered it's Valentine's Day because now you don't have shit. But she got me these socks and a really sweet card that she, like, stamped with wax, which was pretty badass. It's pretty cool. But then, redemption. On Valentine's Day, she was working, so I called her. And I ordered her food from a Japanese place. She's half Japanese. Oh. So I ordered her a bunch of food, and she went and picked it up, so she got to eat on me. So
there you go.
I took care of it.
You should have sent her like a singing Valentine's.
She wouldn't have liked that.
Bomb,
she
bomb,
like,
bomb.
This is fucking gay.
Yeah.
I think she was very happy that I got her like miso soup, a bunch of like crazy wings, and then cannolis.
Ooh.
Like fancy, like nice ones. They looked good. She sent him a picture.
Hell yeah.
Honestly, they looked crazy good. The cannolis, the way she, it was really sweet. So, good boyfriend.
You can never go wrong with food. Women love to eat.
They do.
Who
doesn't, though?
Fellas, let your woman eat.
That's how my girlfriend calms me down if I'm ever upset. in any way. Mm-hmm. She's like, "Do you want a snack?" And she'll go, she'll like buy me something to eat, and then I'll.
Kelly has me. Yeah, she has me smoke or drink coffee or, you know, just regular things to make my brain. She's like, "Oh, your brain is normal. You need to fucking."
Nutting helps too. Yeah. That helps.
Nutting always helps, dude. Nothing but nutting, dude.
Yeah. But yeah, so Valentine's Day was cool. We saw Hard Eyes.
What's that one about?
It was a Valentine's Day slasher film.
Okay.
It was kind of a comedy too. It was kind of a parody on just stupid Valentine's Day shit. Mm-hmm. But it was a Scream ripoff.
Oh, where like there is like the where they're kind of like a little self aware of what's going
on. Very self aware. Also the ending when the killers reveal themselves, they have like a whole like, yeah, and we did it because we're crazy. It's just like, all right. I was even turning around. I was like, this is Scream, Scream, Scream. But it was like, they didn't try to hide it. So shout out Hard Eyes. It was fun. I enjoyed
it. Okay.
It was a shout out. I also saw, I don't know if we talked. Oh, did we talk about Companion? We haven't seen you in like 2 weeks.
No, I don't think we talked about
Companion
that.
Companion was sick.
You've mentioned that before, and you said it was kind of like
Barbarian.
That's
well,
right.
Well, it's like Barbarian in like the first half hour. It's kind of a completely different movie.
Yeah, and you're like, I can't tell you about it without spoiling
and
everything.
And then it changes, and it gets wilder and wilder beyond that, just like Barbarian, but very different than Barbarian. Like
what, is it in theaters or is it online? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was really good. I really liked it. It's one of those it's not a horror. It is technically like a horror movie, but it's much like Hard Eyes, very self-aware.
Hmm.
And because I don't want to give it away. It's just self-aware and fucked up's not even the term either. I just really liked it. It reminded me of.
It was a thriller?
Yeah, but it's still a horror, but it's not a comedy. It's not a thriller. It's not a horror altogether. It's got a mixture of all of them, but it definitely leans more into horror in the whole premise of it. But when you get to, when you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, nothing's scary in it. It's just like, oh, yeah, this is... If this were to happen, it would be a bad situation to be in.
Okay.
There, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
My ramblings... ever make sense.
Have you been watching Severance at all?
No, dude, you talk about it. That's been like the
the new series that's coming out now.
Yeah, everyone talked about I don't have Apple TV.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can get like, you know, 3 months for free every once in a while, like
maybe
those play coupons.
Maybe I'll just watch that.
Wait till everything's out and then binge watch it. Cuz it's an interesting premise. The premise is the idea that you hate your job.
Right.
Like, we all hate our jobs.
Yeah.
So, like, this company gives you the option where you go in, you go on an elevator, and it, like, resets your mind. So, like, you wake up, and you have no idea who you are. You have no idea where you are. You're just in an office, and they're like, you do your job. But, you know, you do that for a few years, eventually kind of create, like, a separate personality. And you kind of have questions like, what's my Audi like? You know, what do I do outside of this?
Right.
Would you do that?
Shut up. No, I've learned the hard way, I think, from like sleep and stuff, that if you like wish, like, oh, I wish I could get there faster or like cut things out of your life, that you miss out, like the movie Click.
It really is about the journey.
Yeah.
It is about the journey.
It sucks, but it's true. Like, teleportation would rule. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but.
Plus, you'd miss out on like 8 hours of getting high.
That's. So, obviously, that would rule, like, cutting out actually going to the airport and all that.
Right.
But like when you really think about experience, like
if you could do it with, but still keep the time,
like road trips need to happen. Let's put it that way. Like, oh, I'm going to take a road trip. If you were like, oh, I'm going to teleport, that no longer exists. Taking a plane, it makes you appreciate getting there more. Like I said, like it's like the book Hyperion. Like they have a Farcast system, which is like Stargate. You can walk through a gate. You're in, Tokyo, you can walk, you're on planet Mars. Like literally, if we can walk through that doorway and you're in Mars.
Yeah.
You can have that system. That's what happens in Hyperion. Once they shut it off, they realize how fucked they are because you're so used to just walking out and going on Mars.
You don't think about that
you
stuff.
Don't, exactly. But
you don't think about like if we didn't have cars, like, oh my God, you could never, you know, if you wanted to go visit your girl, it would be like a fucking 3 week journey.
Bro, it's,
you know.
I think about that all the time. Being a comedian has made me appreciate the time we live in so much when you travel, because think about it, dude. You can go be going to New York City and back to Connecticut in a day was impossible.
Yeah.
100 years. What is it now? 2020. Yeah, 100 years ago, you couldn't do it. Not in a day. Even with maybe with trains. Maybe let's say maybe with trains.
No, not even. I think. Well, maybe
in 1920s, yeah, they probably weren't. Were they at? We don't know. Let's just say flip. Like maybe the solid maybe. Let's say 120.
But even then,
years,
you had to have like a lot of money.
Yeah, 120 years though. No, not at all. Like you can't do that. So when you really start to think about this stuff. We're blessed. Like, we really are. And some people can't travel. Yeah, yeah. You can, though.
I really think about, like, when I go back to San Francisco, I'm like, wow, I woke up and I was looking at the Manhattan skyline, and now I'm going to bed, and there's the Golden Gate Bridge. Fucking like, I literally went from the other one side of the country to another.
It's crazy, dude.
It's one of the,
for granted.
Yeah, you don't think about it. You don't think about that. But it's not like, because, like, dude, if I had to get on, like, a fucking covered wagon. And, like, get oxen and shit. And, like,
you have to,
fuck that.
You have to have supplies to keep the animals alive while you're driving. It's a fucking nightmare.
The only cool thing about, like, the past was it was probably a lot easier to get away with shit.
Oh, dude, when I used to sell weed, dude, me and my boys thought about it. We were, like, again, 100 years ago, even less, we would have killed at least like two or three people.
Oh, I absolutely would have participated in a lynching. I would have been Catcher Freeman, dude. I would be like, you know, I'll bring your slave in.
But like for real, dude, it's like you can back then if you had a real dispute with somebody, you could just go kill them, and if no one saw you do it, like for real, saw you, that's it.
Even if people saw you sometimes, I'm not gonna do
anything. You could go intimidate them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool, dude. Red Dead Redemption, baby.
Boardwalk Empire taught me that.
Yeah.
Dude, watching Boardwalk Empire, you're like, this wasn't that long ago, and they're just committing murder.
Right.
Like, blatant murder. There's when you watch them murder these dudes, you're like, there's gunpowder residue, all this shit. Like, there's all this evidence. But then it's in the fucking 1910s, 20s, where it's like, they don't have technology to do any of this shit. So you're just murdering people with impunity.
Forensic science was a huge misstep in human evolution.
Exactly. It's like that John, it's like that John Mulaney bit where he like steps in the blood and he's like, oh, there's a, I forgot what it is, but it's pretty funny. Even though that dude, never talked about doing coke until recently.
Well, even then, he kind of only kind of glazed over it.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Like talk about doing coke and cheating on your wife.
Cheating on your midwife. With Olivia,
she was all right.
Olivia Munn.
What was her name? Something, something.
Well, Olivia Munn in comparison. She's mid.
But, like, he clearly did not anticipate Olivia Munn getting pregnant.
No.
And now he's, like, stuck with kids.
Yep.
That sucks.
Karma, dude.
That would suck to have children.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, I'm not ready for it.
But that was also, like, a good PR move to be like, I'm a family man now.
Now,
I'm a family guy.
Yeah.
Lucky as a family guy.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck.
She must have, I've said this before, I think, too. His ex must have sucked for everyone to have been like, good for you, John Mulaney.
I think it was like a combination of like, I'm getting divorced, I'm going to rehab. Oh, also, I got Olivia Munn pregnant.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, we're glad you're sober, you know?
Hey, man, if I could get one person to take my side on one thing, I'd be happy. So.
I think like the important thing is to learn moderation rather than complete abstinence. I think that's important.
What?
What's
that? What?
I wouldn't like fucking completely quit coke.
Oh,
like no. I want. Like I also don't want to be like, oh, I can't.
Yourself off,
I would just do like a little bump now and then. You don't want to be rude, you know. Do a little drugs here and there. I would probably smoke a little heroin. I know we've talked about this before, but just a little. Like if we're at like an opium den chilling, okay,
a little heart
that'd be plant. Fucking chill hanging out at an opium den. Some fucking dude with a Fu Manchu.
Yeah, some chick just naked playing the harp. I like that.
Yeah, dude.
You don't know how old she is.
We got to, you know, or like in ancient Greece, people were just like drinking wine until they puked, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
That's tight.
And then that's boys, dude. Then you're having sex with boys.
You're having sex with boys. Not me, dude. I'll take a big-tittied woman, thank you. they're like, this guy's weird. He doesn't want to have sex with a little boy. He wants to have
there
sex
was
with
like one woman. Roman Empire like that, right? Where he only had sex with women, and they're like, dude, what's your fucking deal?
Yeah, Caligula.
Yeah, you sure? No, I was like, not Caligula.
Caligula was the guy who declared himself God, and I think
the horse, his general.
Yeah, whatever. I think he raped his own mom too.
Not cool.
Gross.
That's not cool, man. That's really gross, dude. Ugh.
I don't know if that's true. Probably. Maybe Nero did that. I don't know. Well, those Roman Empire, like near the fall of Rome, which has many a parallel to the current state of America right now. It's yeah. like rich people are just getting like too comfortable.
They're getting weird, bro. Why do they get so weird?
Like it's too much money will fucking rot your brain, dude.
I'll tell you this, dude.
You need some level of struggle in your life. And when all of the struggle goes, when you have nothing to worry about, nothing to struggle with, your brain will literally consume itself.
You think so? Dude, I think
hope so.
I think maybe, dude. I think if I was like, what these mega celebrities, how many like hot women are these mega celebrities hooking up with where they get sick of it? I don't think I would ever get sick of that. That's my thing. That's what is confusing to me. Like if I was single and a mega celebrity, I would just be, that would be my like problem. It would be just like, oh, I'm going to be like with different chicks all the time.
I don't know. Like, have you ever spent like a whole day just smoking weed and eventually you're just like kind of tired of fucking.
Of course.
Smoking?
Of course.
That's how it is with like fucking.
Take a week off though. You know what I mean? Like, that's my point. Like,
I'm taking a
you don't need to fuck all the time.
I'm taking a beautiful woman, like, pussy tolerance.
Like, for example, like I, right now I'm in a relationship. I would like to have sex more often, but I don't freak out about it either. I just wait to see my girlfriend. I'm happy. In fact, I'm pretty sure it helps when we see each other. Just the amount we have sex is probably amplified because we don't see each other often.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
True. I would also like to see her more often, though. I would like. I'm also a horn dog, so this, you know, I would like to have sex more than
have her move out to New York.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
But
careful, dude. I once had a girl move out to New York for me.
Yeah.
Didn't end well.
Yeah, but you're across the thing, right?
She does what she wants to. I don't know what happened to her. I think she died.
I wish some of my exes would, just one in specific, would die. I really do.
You always say
I
that.
I really do, dude. Not even like, it's more like it's a passive thought now. Yeah. But I would be very happy if she died.
No, you wouldn't.
I really, dude.
You would. Like,
I would go out on the town.
No, you'd fucking have throw yourself on the casket and say, like, take me with you.
I'd have like a day to my, I'd go eat dinner by myself out. I'd like get a steak by myself.
You'd buy a round for everyone at the bar.
Everyone rounds on me. Yeah, what's the occasion? My ex was murdered. And it just goes quiet. And I go, here. I just happy. I put my headphones back on.
Yeah.
I listen to the Lewis and Zach show and I go about my day.
Nice, dude. Shout out Lewis and Zach.
Shout out to the boys, dude.
Yeah. We're the new Real Ass Podcast.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think so.
We're pretty real ass.
We really are, actually.
Recording in our own apartment. Wild. That's pretty real ass. Having a dog. That's very real ass.
Saying truths about life.
And honestly, like, probably saying shit that will get us, like, demonetized within the first 5 minutes of the pod.
Yeah. People, they don't.
Like, I actually admit to, like, I would be a Nazi if I had enough money. Like, that's, like, fucking real ass. Because, like, a lot of people are like, I would never be a Nazi. It's like,
we won't even joke about it either.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, it's, and also, like, this whole thing is, like, there's, like, this weird thing right now where, like, comedy podcasts are like, oh, well, like, comedy podcasts is, like, their id. It's what they really think. It's like, fucking chill.
Dude,
you know,
for real, relax.
Like people, like, I just, like, I don't have time to teach people the nuance of humor and absurdity and irony. Well, and it's completely lost because everyone's, like, mildly autistic. Everyone is mildly self-described autistic. And honestly, I'm glad RFK Jr. is gutting all that shit.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is, what did you just say? Fuck. The thing before the autism. It was right there. It was, like, a sentence before the autism.
Oh, about the nuance of irony.
Yeah,
and
dude. People
shit.
Like, I'm constantly defending myself to people who are, like, I actually thought you believe the things you, like, joke about. And I'm like, no, they're jokes.
Those
and
are people you don't need to involve in your life, then.
Well, also, other things with people where I'm like, do you actually, like, I've had to say this to people. I'm like, you really think I hate women? And they're like, well, sort of. I mean, you always joke about it. I go, yeah, because I don't hate them. Like, I don't
You hate one particular woman.
Yeah, I hate one woman. And I get annoyed with women because I'm a straight man, so I date women and they annoy me.
Yeah.
Like, if I was a gay dude, I'd be like, just fucking God. But no, I don't. I just get it. It's like, I don't understand with, like, if you're openly being silly, you're probably a decent human. But if you're openly being like, I actually think
what RFK is doing is actually problematic. Elizabeth Warren. It's like, that person's probably fucked up.
Well, they're to go back to our point, Neil Gaiman was a self-described male feminist.
They're all like that.
Yeah.
They're all like, I'm actually, look at me, I'm a good guy. It's like, you don't have to showboat as a good person.
You don't need to advertise
a good person.
It shouldn't have to be advertised at all.
It's weird. It's like,
it's unsettling.
I know. And it's like, I don't have to explain that to people a lot lately.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm actually not a bad person. Sorry. I don't know why. Whatever. Excuse my Instagram story rants about you not being autistic. Jesus.
Ah, what can you do?
You know how many people message me about that and this other one? Where they're like, you do know. And I'm like, all right, relax. Me and Eli didn't get in a fight over it. We were conversating about how there are people who are like, I hate the autism shit. We've ranted about this here.
Yeah,
before too.
Yeah, and it's not that the autism doesn't exist.
No, of course
it clearly
not.
Exists, but the way people are like, well, I'm actually like, I found out that I'm slightly autistic. It's like, so, well, how'd you do it? Oh, I did an online survey.
Or my therapist, not an actual medical doctor. Right. Another thing is too, like, I've grown up with a lot of people who are severely autistic. You know what they never said?
What?
Sorry, I'm autistic. They were just autistic. They just went about their life being autistic. Almost, with no disrespect, I mean this just from a child's perspective, but when you're a child, they're almost alien-like because they're very different. They sometimes they relate to you because of the subject you're on, but other times it's like talking to the golem.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean that I'm just from a child's perspective. So it's like, that when you're an adult does not convey to me when you're like being an asshole and then, oh, I'm autistic. It's like, no, dude, even the autistic kids, when they were being assholes, they didn't use the autism, had nothing to do with it. They were just being an asshole. You know, anyway. All right. Sorry. Rant on autism.
Just like that episode of South Park where Cartman found out like a kid has Tourette's.
Yeah.
So he got diagnosed as Tourette's. And
me and my cousin touched weed. Yeah.
Because he couldn't like turn off the filter.
Yeah, so good. That's a great episode. And then is that the one where it's the Chris Hansen one? Is that the one when all the like,
oh,
it
yeah,
is.
Everyone shows up and they start blowing their fucking brains out.
No Wendy's. Or whatever he says. What does he say? He's like, I have food. What food does he say he has inside? And one of them comes in and says, no Papa. He says like,
yeah,
no,
it's like KFC or something like that.
Yeah. No had to shoot some.
Yeah. They're like, I got everyone to say like to meet here for gay. Yeah. For child.
Yeah.
Chris Hansen. Oh no. Why don't you take a seat?
Yeah. Yeah. That's his power.
Yeah.
He can take a seat. Anyway.
Damn. Shout out South Park.
Yeah. Shout out South Park. Shout out the fake autism. Again. And yeah, I don't know what else to rant. I think we're done. Honestly, that's done. We could have ended it two minutes ago.
Well, fuck yeah, dude. You got anything coming up,
dude? I have absolutely nothing. It nice. Actually brought me again. I'm in a funk. Today has been a weird day. I looked at my schedule. I have zero dates in March. Nothing beyond that. I don't know what's going on. I got to sit down and make some emails, I guess.
Yeah, dude,
but I'm,
send out an email. I got to hit up some people in Boston
bro,
and shit.
It is. Well, if you need a ride, let me know.
Yeah, because
I need gigs because I'm, it's getting weird, man. It's weird.
I mean, it waxes and wanes, dude.
I know. I'm trying
to also
not be weird.
Yeah, but. I also don't have a lot of stuff going on. But you know what? Luckily for you listeners, that just means more podcasting because we can, that's all we have control over is our own productivity output. So we can still go out. We can still experience life in New York. We can do this incredible podcast.
I am doing Don't Tell this weekend.
See,
but
dude.
Depending on when this comes out. But yeah.
Yeah, it's coming out on Friday.
Oh,
baby.
So yeah, this Saturday. Yeah. If you're in Connecticut and you're listening, I'll be in Woodbury, Connecticut. Don't Tell, Connecticut. Just message me for because, you know, I don't know the address until the day of the yada yada. Message me. Shout out
that's
Mustafa
fun.
For booking me.
Hell yeah, dude.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it, man. Oh, Yes Offense will be coming back.
Oh, my God.
I'm just. I want to do it in March. I'm just lazy, and I have to buy some equipment to upload it, yada, yada, and edit it. So that'll be coming back. I just, again, I'm lazy, and I've said it a few times on the podcast. I'm in, like, a funk right now, and I'm trying to push through it. I don't know if it's seasonal depression or, you know, see what happens.
And also, yeah, I don't have anything coming on ever again. Maybe forever. But hey, hopefully you like the sketch at the start of this podcast.
Oh yeah, we did a sketch. Guys, if you did like the sketch, please let us know in the comments. I know if you saw the sketch, you might not have made it all the way to this part of the show. Our bad. We should start doing plugs at the beginning of the show too.
Maybe I'll just edit this and put this at the start of the beginning.
Yeah. No, but if you like the sketch, guys, just write, yo, we really like the sketch. Please do more. Because I would like to do more. It's just the people I'm doing them with, not you, are weird. And it's hard to schedule things. And one of them's being a cunt right now. So please let us know if you want the sketch to happen. Because I would like to do them. But I can't do them with people who share screenshots that are supposed to be private with other people. You can't do. Am I wrong? It's fucking insane, dude. It's insane.
It was funny that it was a screenshot involving the N-word, and it happened to reach a N-word.
Well, it didn't have to.
I didn't share anything.
I know you didn't, because you wouldn't, because you have enough. You have enough that could be shared back, and I'm not a faggot, and I don't share people's screenshots, because that's wild. And if they were to say, hey, don't post this, I would take it down. But that's... I also check with people before I post their crazy shit. It's fine. It's not well, like it was public.
Now it definitely sounds like I did it, but it was not. But you know
it
what?
It wasn't you.
No, it was Ryan Peterson.
It was a fucking idiot.
Dude. Yeah.
So if we can amend that, maybe we'll do more sketches. If not, I mean, I have all the notebook with all the notes, so maybe those just make it to the screen without somebody. Because I have all the notes. I'm just saying, like, you can say they're your ideas, but I have all the notes.
There you go.
So you know, let's figure this out before things get weird, because I'm also crazy.
Yeah. Well, give us some money, please.
Yeah, if you guys like the sketch, let us know, because if you really did like it, we will do more. But, you know, we'll do more, but somebody's got to get the ball rolling, and I'm the only one who does. So.
Yeah, well, there we go, dude. There we go. All right.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.